Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Medium Monday. I am Sharon Hill. I'm one of the registered mediums here in Lilydale, and you are listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio or watching on Facebook Live at Rev Sharon Hill at 4th Street Medium at 4th Street Medium. So thanks for joining. And I look forward to the show. We are in the last week of season here in Lilydale. So things get a bit squirrely for the mediums who've been working all season long. And it has been a very busy season here in Lilydale. So if you have not had the chance to come and visit, we are still in season for another week. But no worries, because we also offer post-season workshops and activities. So check that out. You can go to lilydaleassembly.org and you can pull up online and check out all the offerings. You can pull up the catalog. There's a 10-month ahead post-season, and we still have many workshops that are happening this week while we are in our last week of season. And if you are interested in mediumship, there are three going on relatively quickly now that you can bone up on your skills. You can learn all kinds of things. I know Neil Rosbowski has an outdoor platform, mediumship. So if you're interested in being a demonstrating medium, that would be something to look into. He does have limited enrollment because he is very engaged and hands-on with people. So if you are interested at all and would like that opportunity, then please do check it out, lilydaleassembly.org, and type in the search engine Neil Rosbowski. I have a workshop coming up on Wednesday the 1st, and it is the developing medium. So if you are developing your mediumship and you are interested in learning more about how you work with spirit and what you can do and what you would like to improve in your own mediumship, then you can check that out. A day-long workshop. You can go to lilydaleassembly.org, type my name in, Sharon Hill, and register for the workshop there. Or check out my website at revsharonhill.com. You can also, it will direct you from there as well. So again, thanks for listening. Topics every week, and today we have a topic along the lines of troubleshooting when you're practicing as a medium. Things come up that maybe we don't expect, and how do we deal with them? And, you know, I've had a few come up this week. It's been very interesting, and I know that in the past we've talked about some of the things like bringing a message or bringing a person, identifying things is out of context for the person and they don't make that connection right away. As a medium, then you can link to the psychic energy first with the person. So, and you can get in with that and you don't make the connection to the person directly. So there are ways to deal with things, and why workshops are taught, that to teach you to improve your skills and to understand what's happening in the moment, where you can work all these things out and still stay engaged with the spirit world and still stay engaged with your sitter and yourself. There are things that you can do. So when people say no, that's usually the biggest deterrent for most mediums, but for any medium who has been doing this for a while, and certainly any professional mediums, no's don't even make them blink anymore, because they know. And I often say in my own readings, you know, I believe you and I believe them. And honestly, spirit always tells the truth. So it's never about who's right. It's always about the understanding. And this is so important when we are working as a medium to understand what spirit's giving and to understand how your sitter will receive it. Spirit usually will just say or give it to you how they give it to you, and we simply relay that information, much like interpreters would. But sometimes it doesn't make sense, and when it doesn't make sense, where do you go? Oftentimes I will ask the spirit communicator what they're trying to convey. Why are they bringing this? If the sitter doesn't understand what they're talking about, and certainly I don't, because they're not my people, and they're talking about things I know nothing about, as is true with any medium. They're simply sharing information. And so when it doesn't make sense to the sitter, then sometimes I'll ask, well, why are you sharing this? Why is this so important? Because the spirit world really only shares what's really important. It's kind of interesting. And, you know, oftentimes that'll give you enough insight if you're a working medium to understand why they're bringing it, and then it will make sense. Not always, though. Sometimes things just don't make sense and you let them go. And then later down the road, you know, people will say, oh, that's what it was. And there's no real past, present, and future. The spirit is a timeless place. So sometimes the past, the present, and the future, they all come here right now. And many of the sitters, sometimes the medium, I myself may not know if I'm past, present, or future with certain things. Oftentimes I do. I can tell by how it feels. And certainly if they're sharing memories, then those are always in the past. But beside that, sometimes we don't know. And things that may occur in the future that have not occurred yet will come up in present time. And we will not know the difference, and it won't make sense to the sitter. And certainly because it hasn't happened yet. And we, you know, it doesn't make sense to us because we're simply relaying the information. And all I can say is I'm sure, you know, but beyond that, I have not one clue. And so, you know, that can be a little disconcerting for people who are getting readings. And I myself, I recall I was receiving a reading from a very well-known medium, very good medium. And they said something about my mom, about her health, and about pain in her knee. And, you know, my mom had a lot of complaints at the time, and her knee was not one of them. And I thought, wow, you know, this is a really great medium. I would expect better than that. But lo and behold, you know, it was about 2 years later, the significant symptom for my mom right before she passed was pain in her knee, and I do believe she threw a clot. So it was so accurate, but it was so far out that I didn't make the connection. Of course, you know, it is our nature to blame the medium or say, wow, you know, I thought they were better than that. So we never really know, and we do need to suspend judgment because we really don't know. And that's all we can do. And it's very good advice to just remain open, take what's given. And if it doesn't make sense, you know, just remain open and see how that plays out in life. Rather than sitting there and critiquing, even as I did, you know, I was a bit surprised. And so don't let your rational mind get in the way. Often that will be an obstacle. And people want it in a certain way. They want it exactly the way that they want it. And if you don't give it to them that exact way, they won't take it. And I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. People are saying, oh, you wear glasses, and they say no, and turns out they wear contacts. But Spirit's really talking about their vision. So, you know, it's accurate, but it's not accurately literal to them who wear contacts in their understanding in the way they need it in their mind, so they don't link to it. And it doesn't mean that anyone's wrong. obviously they don't wear glasses if they're wearing contacts. And obviously, spirit isn't wrong talking about their need for maybe a new prescription or whatever it is. So they will give it to us in the way that we understand it, the medium. They use our database, which is why it's so important for mediums who are working to keep developing themselves. You know, I remember when I went to massage school, every time, I learned something new, spirit would use it. And I thought, wow, isn't this fantastic? Now they're talking to me and they're giving me anatomical descriptions where before they never would have because I didn't know them. And so I thought, wow, isn't that wild? So the more that we know in a very learned way, the more spirit can use us and use us to interact with more people. And so if you want to be highly recommended by the spirit world, and that is what happens, we work for spirit. And so, we open ourselves up to humbly serve. We are nothing but servants, and we serve the spirit world, and they come to us because they're recommended. They know we speak their language, primarily is why they come. And then when we do a good job for someone, when we make that right connection, when we bring that healing through them, or they bring it through us to the people they're trying to reach, then spirit recommends us more. They send more people to us. And it really is arranged. Spirit side is not really arranged from traditional ways that we might think. We see the marketing and everything, but truly, if someone gets an appointment in my reading room, if someone sits with me, I do know it was arranged by the spirit world. That doesn't mean it always works out as we might think. I do know, though, that it is arranged. So I had one this week, and someone came. They had lost a loved one, and the people spirit brought, she could not connect with. And, nothing I said made sense to her. And to make a long story short, we stopped the reading. And then, that was the worst thing ever, which I understand. When we're so hoping to get, that communication and that contact with our spirit loved one, but mediums don't have control over who comes from the spirit world. And every now and again, we can't get someone or they don't come, and I don't know why. What I do know is that it seems to be in certain instances where they can't or aren't allowed or can't or for some reason they're prevented from communicating, and there could be any number of reasons for that, none of which I'm privy to. But what I do know is that if that happens, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with either the medium or the sitter. It means that that happens sometimes. And, trying another medium to see if they can connect may be a viable option. In this case, Spirit said, wait 2 months. And I don't know why. All I can relay is what I'm being given, and I have to trust that. So it's interesting why sometimes it works so well and sometimes it doesn't work at all. And you have these two extremes between and everything in the middle. All I know is that spirit is in charge and I trust them. And so that's what it was. And some people, sometimes it's grief that prevents it from occurring. I did have another client who was so deep in grief from losing a child that, they couldn't connect with anything. They weren't open. The energy was so low, the vibration of grief was so deep, and that is a very low vibration, and we couldn't connect the spirit world. And spirit said, she's in too much grief, and then have her come back in 3 months, and then it went extremely well. So I do trust the guidance that's being given, and there are really reasons why these things occur, and I can't say I'm privy to all of them. Sometimes I'll understand, like the grief, but sometimes it is definitely a mystery to me it is not for me to know. And so, again, I would say, and even though I teach, and even though I say things that I believe, and from my experience, the truth is there's no one who knows enough to know everything or to be an expert. So we have to be open-minded and remember that in the bigger picture, we all don't know. And that the more we know, the more we actually learn, we'll keep being taken to the place where we don't know again as we evolve. So we continue to grow and evolve. Things will be going really well, and then we'll hit a patch, and all of a sudden things don't work the way we are used to. And so we're in a new learning phase. We will learn something from it, but in the interim, going through that, it's a bit uncomfortable or rough, and we never know what's really occurring, and then until the shift happens. And then maybe in hindsight, we'll see, or we'll begin to understand what we're learning, but it will be something new. And that's how Spirit works with us, always to evolve. Our soul continues to evolve here and hereafter. And that I've seen this numerous times, Spirit side. And it always amazes me when I've done readings for people, if they are a repeat client sometimes, I'll see loved ones who have really evolved Spirit side and are now great communicators, or, you know, they're able to come from a very different place. And I think, wow, you know, I see the evidence of, you know, the reformation of the soul here and hereafter, the continued growth and development of the soul's path and the soul's way. So I have the privilege of seeing that as one of the perks of doing this work. You know, I get to be a sacred witness, and I get to witness so many wonderful and amazing things that I wouldn't otherwise have privilege to know or see or experience. And so I'm always very grateful to have the opportunity to serve Spirit, to work for them, and for the learning to bring. I enjoy so much when I do this work. And that's really what it's about, bringing healing to the world one person, one family at a time, through the gift of mediumship. So if you are a developing medium, if you're looking into doing that, if you're wanting some insight, if you're wanting to learn how to troubleshoot so that you can be more in the flow and not allow responses to deter you from the information that Spirit's giving so that you can just give it, then you might want to develop, look into the catalog, LilydaleAssembly.org. Many opportunities to learn different aspects of mediumship and Spirit communication, everything from linking to focusing on very specific topics, and check the catalog out and see what you might be interested in. If you're interested in, there's another question I get all the time, who would I recommend? Here at Lilydale, we're really not supposed to recommend anyone in particular. We do have a belief that whoever you're drawn to is where Spirit is impressing you to go. So we have in our catalog a list of all the registered mediums that you can check out, and you can see each one. They all have websites. You can look and explore. Whoever resonates with you, wherever you're guided to go, maybe it's a name, maybe it's something about that person, whatever it is, trust your intuition, trust that. So it all starts with beginning to trust. And obviously, if you're coming for reading, then you're in the mindset to do that. So don't underestimate yourselves. You know, we all have intuition that is working all the time. Some of us are more or less aware of it, and some of us use it more than others, but it's there for all of us, and it plays a very important role in our soul's growth and development. So I encourage you to do that, to check that out. And all the offerings, LilydaleAssembly.org. If you're interested in my workshop, The Developing Medium, this Wednesday, you can find that by typing my name in the search engine, or you can go to my website, RevSharonHill.com. All right, and that brings us to the end of our topic, a bit about troubleshooting and things that arise in reading. And we will move on to taking live callers now. For those of you who are on Facebook Live, thank you for watching. I don't have access to see the comments as we are going through the show. I am tending the radio show and not watching actually the show as it's being broadcast, so I cannot see the comments. But please go ahead and leave me a comment. And in particular, if there's a topic that you would like to hear more about, learn more about, get some insight into, please leave that in the comments, and we'll make sure that we make it a topic of the week on one of our shows. And it's always best when we are meeting your needs by doing what we do and love. So thank you for that in advance. And for those of you who are will be gracious enough to leave those topics, and we'll move on to taking live callers. So you can ask a question or ask for spot reading. And the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that is 818-739-8818. You can call in, and we will take the calls as they come in. Actually, we're going to pick them randomly. So caller number 1-879-1879. 1-879, who am I speaking with, please? 1-879, telephone number ending 1-879, who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello? There's no one there. Okay. Telephone number ending in 9348. 9348. 9348, who am I speaking with, please?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Tynika.
Tynika, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
New York, and how can I help you?
I just had a recent death in the family.
Okay.
I need answers, but I don't really know what I'm looking for.
Well, that does make it difficult. Actually, what they're showing me is a dog. Does a dog make sense to you, please? Now, I'm aware you lost a person. And spirit,
oh, yeah,
I
the dog. And, actually, my mother's dog just recently passed. It was a family dog.
Thank you. We're going to acknowledge this very first thing. The dog's there, okay, and in laying in a bed, very comfortable. So I want to acknowledge that, and if you could pass it along, you might bring comfort to your mom, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I feel that there was a male spirit side who crossed. Do you understand that?
Yep.
He feels a bit on the young side. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
He was not, he did not live into his old age. I want to place him late teens, maybe early 20s or teens or 20s. Does that make sense? Maybe a little older?
Yes.
Thank you. I want to say he was very nice looking. He had a lot of charm and charisma. I think he had a significant dimple as well. And from what he's showing me, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
His good looks did not help him get along in life. In fact, he used it for all the wrong reasons. Do you understand that?
Right.
And he's just kind of sheepish here. Knowing that, I do think that, you know, this is someone who really was not hanging out with the right people doing the right things. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And that it ended up in a brick wall for him. Okay? And I want to say
it
that
is.
we don't have time to go into a full reading here, obviously, because it's a radio show. What I can let you know is the spirit side is doing okay. He is there. And he is a bit embarrassed or ashamed to communicate. And you know, when he was ever, whenever he was caught doing something, he would give that sheepish grin. He's giving that sheepish grin. And he knows that he was in the wrong, but he's thanking everyone for the turnout for his funeral. We had many, many people come. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And he's aware of that. We saw all the people come. And your mom was just such a powerful, powerful presence. So much strength she has. And he wants to acknowledge that, how strong she is. And I do feel she was a single mom, please. She is a single mom. You with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So he wants to get a message to your mom. He's thanking you for coming. I don't think he spent a lot of time talking with you when he was here. And that's his way of kind of blowing people off. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So don't take any offense by it. That isn't what it means. But he does want to really see if you wouldn't mind, would you bring a message to your mom and let her know that he's there and he's okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and watching live on Facebook. And you have a great
Thank
day.
You.
And thanks for being a messenger for spirit. Okay. Next caller, telephone number ending in 0431, 0431. Who am I speaking with, please?
Cindy.
And Cindy, where are you from?
Colorado.
Cindy from Colorado. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you would mind giving me a spot reading.
They're showing a lot of commotion around you, actually, right now. And I feel like I'm wrapping things up. Are you packing things up, wrapping little things to pack?
No.
Okay. Do you work in retail at all?
No.
Okay. This is what they're showing me, like knickknacks, wrapping up knickknacks. Can you place that with someone who's crossed into spirit, please? We may have left a little collection of, or had many knickknacks that we had to and pack up to take. Do you understand?
Maybe.
Okay, is that a grandma? Great grandma, dad's side of the family, please?
Yes.
Thank you. So you understand this. And I feel somebody probably still has some packed somewhere from what she's showing me. I think we just packed things up and moved them. And that we didn't really do a lot else with the stuff. So she's acknowledging that they might still be around the family packed in a box somewhere. And she's talking about you and showing me you. And she's saying, I don't know if your hair is naturally blonde or you went blonde. Do you understand blonde hair?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you currently blonde, please?
Yes.
We don't need to know if it's natural or not, but she's showing that to me and highlighting it. She's saying you look better than you've ever looked. You spent a lot of time, energy, and effort into improving your appearance lately. So you've done that in and around the COVID era here, and that you're finally taking matters in your own hand. You understand that, please?
Yes.
She's also talking about glasses. Did you get LASIK surgery or contacts, please? Here we go.
No.
No? Do you wear glasses, please?
I do.
Okay. So she's talking about LASIK surgery or contacts. So I wonder if you've been thinking about that as well. If you haven't, she's bringing that to you maybe to think about. But she's just commending you on for how well you're doing and so excited that you're actually taking charge of your own life and moving in a good direction. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. She's also telling me that all you care about is relationship. And that paying attention to the rest of your life will serve you well, too. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. Thanks for calling in, and God bless. Okay. Telephone number ending in 2177-2177. Who am I speaking with, please? 2177-2177.
Good afternoon, Sharon.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Felicia from Oklahoma. How are you?
Alicia from Oklahoma. I love your accent. I'm well.
Thank you. It's Felicia.
Felicia, how can I help you?
Yes. I was just liking the spot reading, if possible, ma'am.
Yes. Well, they're showing you kind of right away, their spirit showing me you, and I feel like you're on the edge of what we might call right on the edge of a suburban area, and I see then horses, pastures, fields out beyond you. I feel like where you're living is kind of on the edge of a place, and I don't feel that it suits you very well. Are you thinking about moving, please, or did you just move?
I would like to move.
You would like to move. That feels good, because Spirit's showing this immediately, and while you love open land and country, you really are much more of a city type girl, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And that you're too far out on the edge for your own liking. So they're trying to bring sending you back in more to a city environment for you. And I do feel that the kind of work you do is interesting, because I feel like it involves some field work, where you may be out and about or traveling to places. Does that make sense?
I do like to travel.
Okay. You like to travel, but you don't do it for work. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. So
that's
you're sitting in an office or a building for work. Is that about it?
I have been in the past.
Okay. So they're talking about both of these things. And I feel that since the way they're saying it, and I'll tell you who they is. Actually, it's a lady here, spirit side. She comes in, mom's side of the family. She has about as ferocious a twinkle and smile as you do, ma'am. You just had, you light up a room. And she had that same bling appeal. Whenever she smiled, she would light up a room. I do feel very close. Motherly mom's side of the family. Do you understand? She's coming in.
Absolutely.
And she's saying, she's putting on a paper hat that, you know how you can make those stable hats out of paper if you fold it right, and paper and stuff.
Yes.
She's showing me that, and she wants to put you in a parade. She's mentioning a parade. I think she's sharing memories from the past, and she wants to put you smack back right in the city. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And she's saying now that work no longer matters. You can go wherever you want, honey. Go where your heart takes you, all right?
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for sharing this lady with me. She just made my day.
Well, thank you, Miss Karen, and you have a wonderful weekend. You made my day. Thank you.
And you are welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Telephone number ending in 0144, who am I speaking with, please?
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Well, there's a lot of feedback on your line.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but there's a lot of feedback on your line.
Oh, I'm sorry. How about now?
Yes, much better. Who am I speaking with?
This is Marla from New York.
Marla from New York?
Yes.
And how can I help you?
I would love a spot reading.
All right. Wow, you're kind of in a place where you don't know what to do or where to go. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
And that you would just like anyone to tell you where to go or what to do, except for the people who are used to telling you where to go. And those aren't the ones we're talking about, right? You understand? And I feel that there's somewhat of a split or division. We lost a family member, and it kind of split up the family. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And that on dad's side or brother here, we're no longer having the same connections we used to, and I feel you've been left a lot on your own now. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I do want to bring through a male spirit side, and I want to say he's clearing his throat. He couldn't speak very clearly before he passed. He had a lot of trouble communicating, and I know that he had issues with his throat, and he had issues also connecting dots, thinking because of neurological reasons. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And that he's saying, honey, don't let him get you down, because you tend to take everything to heart, and that you tend to take all the blame for everybody else. And you know what? No one is talented enough to get everything absolutely wrong all by themselves. Okay? Well,
okay.
That's what we might call a flipped ego. You know, we have the so good, so bad, but there's a lot of shifting and skirting away from responsibility in your family, and you're not having any more of it. You just want to be responsible for yourself, not be blamed for other people's nonsense, and you've taken that to heart and you're moving on with your life. You just don't know where to go yet. So take some time to sort it out, and I have a feeling, and they're saying, I have a lady here, spirit side also, coming in for you. She feels like mom, she would have been maybe a sister to mom, feels motherly, but like maybe a sister to mom, aunt, spirit side. You always wanted to go back to school, and you never did. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now will be the time. All right? So
okay.
What you'd like to do, look into things, and then, you know, there's no wrong choice. There's only the choice now. And if you don't like the choice you make, you can always make another choice. But take that first step. Don't let people convince you that you can't. All right?
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for all of this lady's blowing so many kisses. Actually, is this your mom's own sister, please?
Yes, it's probably my mom.
Yeah. Does she have a sister, too, spirit side?
Yes.
Thanks, Dad. They're both in together here, and they're blowing you so many kisses here. All right?
Thank you.
And thank you. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. All right. For our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 1879. 1879. Who am I speaking with, please? 1879.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sweta.
Oh, say it again.
Sweta.
I might not be able to pronounce that. Can you spell
it? Okay. No worries. No worries. I'm calling for my mom, actually. I'm not sure if, well, she gave my father some jewelry, some gold jewelry, and we're not able to find it. And I didn't know if you had some input on it or some direction, because.
And your father's still living, right?
Yes.
And so is your mom. They're both still living.
Yes.
And the circumstances surrounding her giving him the jewelry kind of doesn't make sense to me. I see kind of like wrapped up, folded up, handed to him. But that doesn't make sense, because it seems to be involving or connected to another person is what they're showing me, that it would have gone somewhere or from and to. So I'm in the grandparent generation, and he's claiming, your dad's claiming he doesn't know where it is?
He doesn't remember where he put it.
He doesn't remember where he put it. I feel it wrapped up, and it's not hidden. I feel it wrapped up. It feels like it's wrapped up in something in a drawer. Okay, so it will be wrapped in something.
Do you sense it's in the house or somewhere else?
I do. It's in the house. It's in the house. It's
okay.
In a drawer somewhere.
Drawer. Okay. I'm going to rip out all the drawers. We've been looking for it for months.
Wrapped in something in a drawer. I don't know what he put it in when he got it or she put it in. But that's what spirit's showing me, so good luck.
Okay.
And find it in your house and check other people's drawers as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. All right. For our next caller, we have cell phone number ending in 1316. 1316. Who am I speaking with, please? 1316.
Trisha from New York.
Trisha from New York. How can I help you?
Yes, I would love a spot reading.
Spot reading. I don't know why. You're doing extremely well. In fact, you're good at managing your own life and everybody else's too. That's what they're showing me. And that you get a little bored when there's nothing to manage. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It feels like there were people who were living with you. You had like a fuller house and now it's empty. Do you understand that? Okay. Are you living at home?
Oh, yes. Actually, yes, I do. Yes.
You understand that. Thank you. And that has given you a lot of time and space in your life to think. And it's also given you time to reflect about things you didn't do or finish, or things you wanted to do that you haven't had the opportunity to do. And so you're in this kind of place of divine dissatisfaction is what I like to call it, where you're reflecting on the past. You're kind of not knowing where you're going in the future. Things are really just fine right now, and that you're wondering if there's something you yourself would like to start or finish in the near future. And so that's what you're contemplating. I also feel, are you two thinking of moving away at a distance, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I feel like it's not time, but it's planned almost. You understand?
Yes.
And that you will be going, so you're in this place of, I don't know, limbo per se, where you just have a lot of time on your hands to think and reflect. And so anyone with too much time on their hands would have a hard time. So practice managing your mind. Go out for walks. It's a wonderful opportunity to get some fresh air while the weather's still good. And they're showing that you're already kind of grieving ahead of leaving. So you're already thinking what it'll be like and missing people you haven't even left yet. So for you, they're saying love them up while they're here. I do feel there's one woman here who was ill, okay? And I have a sense that she passed. However, I'm not seeing that she passed. She's showing me in the state where she was ill. And I do feel that you tended her or stayed for her. Do you understand?
Yes.
And she has passed on now, the spirit, please?
Yes, she has.
And it's freed you up to do what you want, okay? She's showing me angel wings with you. She got angel wings, and she's showing me angel wings with you. She wants you to fly free.
She wants me to fly free?
She wants you to fly free. There's no need holding yourself back now, no reason to. You understand? Now that she's gone, there's no reason to hold yourself back. So go for it. That's what she's telling you, all right? And she's saying thank you, thank you. And she's referencing being there for her until she completed her passing. And then she's saying Godspeed. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Media Monday on Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and watching live on Facebook. So next telephone number, the... telephone number ending in 1234. Four, who are we with? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Travis from New York.
Travis from New York. Hi, Travis from New York. How can I help you?
Hey, I would love a spot reading.
Spot reading. Why do I have a sense that you're watching me rather than me looking at you? Does that make sense?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again?
Why are you looking at me when I should be looking at you? You understand?
I kind of understand.
Okay. So you kind of look at people too, don't you? But you do.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the gift of clairvoyance?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a gift of clairvoyance? Do you use spiritual gifts to do this?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently, like, I've been in my mind and I'm just thinking, like, do I have a gift, you know? And every day there's something new, wondering if I really have this gift, and I've just been looking for that answer.
Okay, well, I think you just got it, Travis. Start studying or whatever you do with it. Godspeed, good luck. Use it, all right? Learn how to use it. Learn more how to use it. Or share it, whichever you do, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for calling in and listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio on Medium Monday.
Yes, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. All right. Telephone number ending in 5669-5669. Who am I speaking with, please?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Illinois.
Elizabeth from Illinois. How can I help you?
I'd love a spot reading. I also would like some clarity on, I'm about to return to work in the office, and I really, really, really need another job, and I'm not getting any jobs because of lack of skill. And I don't know what to do.
Okay. If you're not able to get jobs for lack of skill, then you want to get some skills. And that's obviously what you're saying. I'm also, you're concerned about COVID. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to go back to my job. And I understand I need skills, but I feel like there's something that can show up now, and I don't know what to do, where to find it. And then I can build skills later, but.
Okay. I'm going to refer a book to you, and they're impressing me to share a book. It's a small read. They also have it on audio. It's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. When it's about natural law, how it works. When you say, I need skills, the universe is saying to you, oh, I'd rather just give you a job where we're using your skills that you have. But if you want to need skills, I love you enough to give you need. You understand?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. How can I edit my, do you see me editing it and being able to?
It's a choice that you would make yourself. Learning how to work with natural law rather than thinking that, you know, spirit is doing this to me or preventing this from me or whatever it is. There's a little miscue where you're not actually linked, where you don't trust that good things will happen for you. So I want you to get the Game of Life and How to Play It book. You can get it on audio, or you can get it email or print, and that gives you a very short, a very intense lesson in how natural law works so that you can begin shifting the way you think, which is what's preventing you from making that connection. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else I should know?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Good luck to you. God bless.
Bless.
All right. Telephone number ending in 4134. 4134. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Sharon. It's Josie from Hamburg.
Hi,
near you.
Hi, Josie from Hamburg. How can I help you?
Can I have a spot reading, please?
Spot reading, Josie from Hamburg. You have someone's spirit guide here immediately steps in for you. Now, you like driving, or you pretty much drive. You have to drive everywhere you go, right? You've got to drive to drive to visit family, a drive to visit almost anyone from where you live, right?
Yeah, from Jamestown, about an hour away. Yep.
Yep, so you understand that. And I see that you never travel alone. I have a lovely lady here, spirit side, feels like mom's mom. This would be grandma to you. Okay?
Okay, possibly.
Very ferocious she is. She was lovely, lovely, lovely lady. And I want to say, sometimes you even smell her perfume, you know, her scent. You understand that? And just out of nowhere, you'll just smell that. You'll think of her. You'll smell that. And I'm going to say, I feel like I'm driving in a new car. So have you already purchased that or just gotten a new car, please?
No, I haven't. I've had the same one for a couple of years.
Okay. Are you thinking of trading it in or getting another one?
Not until my lease is up, which is another year away.
Okay, because they're talking about your car. So you always make sure you have a relatively new one, is kind of what they're showing me, because you drive so much. And that it's important to you, although you don't go extremely high-end. You just go, you know, functional and nice. So kudos to you. Really, everything in your life's going well. I do see we have a young one in the family somewhere. Looks like pre-toddler, pre-walking age. Do you understand that, please, in and around you, in and around the family?
A toddler?
A toddler, pre-toddler age. Someone who's not quite
walking. Yes, I have a little cousin, 2 years old.
Thank you. Okay, just walking. Thank you. They're showing this. Now, do they also live at a distance, please? Yes?
Yep.
And are you going
to
visit? Are you planning a trip?
No, I'm not. Okay. We saw them a couple of weeks ago.
You saw them a couple of weeks ago, and they're showing me now in and around Easter. Okay, so take that as information. I do see you're already making plans to visit other family members, and you're making arrangements. Family is very important to you. I do feel you feel like you're single a lot or independent at least. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And that you wish you'd settled out and have a family of your own, but you won't sit still long enough to do any of that. Is that correct?
I do have a daughter.
Okay.
But yes, I was wondering if anybody new is coming into my life relationship-wise.
Relationship-wise, you said?
Yes.
I'm seeing you don't sit still long enough to have one. Really, that's good to know how they're showing you. You're always out and about. Really, the issue is you don't sit still long enough. You're so busy, and whatever we focus on becomes bigger. And I don't see that you put a lot of energy into having another relationship.
Okay.
Excuse me, I don't have COVID. I do have a lung condition, and I was ill earlier, and I'm having a hard time getting over it, but I feel okay. So,
apologize.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, they're saying that really when you're ready to have a relationship, you'll settle down and have one. But you're waiting for it to come before you settle down. Those two things don't work well together, although they do show your best odds. Ask about, do you bicycle at all, please, or did you used to?
No, I don't.
Okay, they're showing me a gentleman on a bike. So I feel like I would be in a park area, all right? So if you frequent parks, walking in parks, being around parks will be a good chance to meet someone from what they're showing me. But again, majority always will be in walking relationships. They're telling me not to mention online dating. Are you at a nice boat?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I absolutely oppose online telling me not to mention it.
sorry. It's really staticky.
Are you really opposed to online dating?
Oh, yes. Not a big fan of it. No. Right.
Not a big fan of it because they're telling me not to mention it, so you must be really opposed to it. So if you want to increase your chances, you might want to increase places to go where there are single men to meet. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Yes,
up to you.
It does. Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to the Lily Al Blog Talk Radio and Monday. All right. I think my voice has given out for today. So we will end the broadcast. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Thanks for calling in. If you do not have your call answered, please call back next week and try and get in the call line so that you can get a spot meeting or answer a question. This is Media Monday. I am Sharon Hill. Check out LilydaleAssembly.org if you're interested in any in learning spiritually to grow spiritually. Or developing your mediumship, plenty of opportunity. That's LilydaleAssembly.org. And I want to thank everyone again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.